This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
About to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show, Tuesday edition, and there is just a lot of stuff to get to today, including one of the most incompetent and ignorant people to ever sit on the Supreme Court has only been there about a year. We'll get to Ketanji Brown Jackson and the DEI hire that she is. Let us see what else. Oh, we'll talk about why Jews hate themselves because, you know, Donald Trump said that in an interview with Sebastian Gorka, and I have proof. Just see the Oscars this year. Yeah. So we got that on the show today. We've got Peter Navarro turning himself in for arrest because he declined to appear before the corrupt January the 6th committee that didn't allow cross-examination or defense witnesses. And they also, we just found out, covered up evidence that was exculpatory for Donald Trump. Yeah, so, but he's going to go to jail, and he's going to jail today, so we'll get to that. But here's a bit of good news to start the day. Donald Trump is suing ABC News and George Stephanopoulos. Yay! Yeah, suing him for, well, we don't know what the amount is. I suggested, and this may be lowballing a little bit, because, you know, I want to be conservative about it, but every time that George Stephanopoulos said Donald Trump was guilty of rape during his interview with Nancy Mace, it should be $100 million per time he said it, and that would equal $1 billion. And again, that's a little low. I might want to go a little bit higher. But there you go. George Stephanopoulos falsely stated on several occasions that Trump had been found liable by multiple juries for the rape of E. Jean Carroll. Defendant Stephanopoulos knows that these statements are patently and demonstrably false. Indeed, the jury expressly found that Trump did not commit rape, and defendant George Stephanopoulos was aware of the jury's finding in this regard, yet he went ahead and stated it thusly. Here's a little sample of the audio.
I'm still getting judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
And I answered
Explain
it. You're
what?
Shaming
no.
me for my
I'm
political
not,
choices.
I'm asking you a question about why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape.
Just it was not a criminal court. That was
$100 million right there.
Civil court.
It was a civil court. And by the way, she...
That's another $100 million.
...joked about the judgment and what she was going to do with all that money. And I find that offensive.
I'm asking you
but
about
as
the
But as a rape victim... who's been shamed for years now because of her rape, you're trying to shame me again by asking me this political question.
You've repeated that again
I think
again,
it's offensive.
Again.
As a woman, I find it offensive. My political choices, I've endorsed the man that I believe is best for our country. It's not Joe Biden. And you looked at the dueling rallies yesterday in Georgia. Lake and Riley's family was with Donald Trump. They weren't with Joe Biden. The same guy yesterday that apologized for calling her killer an illegal. Who
oh,
was
yeah,
an
he did
illegal?
That. I forgot
and here
about
you
that.
Are trying to shame a rape victim. I find it disgusting.
Pretty much.
I mean, you keep saying I'm shaming you. There's
you are. The question, it is.
How is the question asking about a presidential candidate who's
You're
been
asking
what,
a rape victim.
And there's no question about that. And you've courageously talked about
because
that.
Because I've been raped. I think that's disgusting.
No, I'm questioning your political choices because
you're
supporting
me. You're
someone who's been found
me.
Liable for rape. Actually,
there's another $100 million right there.
I'm not trying to
You are.
You.
That's exactly
you're not
what
answering
you're doing.
The question.
I think it's disgusting.
Well, you're welcome to say that, but you also have to answer the
there
question.
There you go. I hope,
why are you supporting someone who's been found liable for rape?
There's another,
I just answered your question.
Dollars.
That is the answer.
It's getting, it's bringing cash. Put it on pallets like Barack Obama did to the Iranian mullahs. So, defendant Stephanopoulos made these defamatory statements, which were communicated, published to third parties, blah, 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 blah. Sue, baby, sue. Sue Baby Sue. Instead of Drill Baby Drill, which they're going to do, Sue Baby Sue, why the hell not? Here is Peter Navarro turning him in to go to prison because he refused to appear before the Kangaroo Court January the 6th committee whenever, when anyone associated with the Bidens don't show up for a congressional hearing or a subpoena. And then it doesn't even matter at all. But here he is. And oddly enough, Fox News cut him off.
Today, you guys will certainly focus on that little story, but what I suggest to you as journalists is that there's two really bigger stories that you might want to report on and even do some research on.
Only if it's in favor of Joe Biden.
Because these are big issues. This is not about me. One of the big stories.
It's about a dual justice system.
Is about what is really an unprecedented assault on the constitutional separation of powers.
Yeah, there's that, yeah.
And the doctrine of executive privilege
is
a critical tool dating back to George Washington of effective presidential decision making. When I walk in that prison today, the justice system, such as it is, will have done a crippling blow to the constitutional separation of powers and executive.
I say we make him into Jean Valjean. I think that Peter Navarro and the January the 6th hostages, I call them hostages, I think we should remember him as Jean Valjean. I came up with this a couple years ago, by the way. It all makes sense now.
Do you hear the people singing a song of Donald Trump? Indict him at your peril, and next year you'll get thumped. Jack Smith is a left-wing hack. The man's a real disgrace. This is sure to blow up in his face.
I'm about sick of this crap.
Are we still America? Or is this a third world state where you're allowed to prosecute the people that you hate? We must stop them all before it's too late.
Come on!
Do you hear the people scream? Stop this insanity. Concocting lame indictments, 'cause Trump's your enemy. It proves that you're afraid, afraid of Donald's run. 'Cause when he's re-elected, you're all done.
I am your voice. I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I know that Donald Trump isn't talking about retribution. He's talking about bringing the country together. And the country is coming together, by the way, black, white. I like to say homeboys and hillbillies and Hebrews coming together for the country. We are. 77% of us know the country's going in the wrong direction. 77% of us know the southern border is wide open. It is a danger to all of us. We all know the death and destruction that has been caused by the open border. We know the destruction of your personal economy with inflation, how much you've been hurt, how your businesses were shut down, how your schools were shut down, how your kids' dreams were ruined while the federal government shut down their schools for nothing because of an election. They wanted to keep people at home. They wanted to keep mail-in ballots happening left and right, and I can go on and on about that, but the American people are done with it. Honestly, just freaking done with it. And the more they double down on it, like, for instance, today, Letitia James, she may, decide to just have one of Donald Trump's properties sold so he could cover the bond, which is, by the way, never anything in American history has ever been done like this. It is in direct violation of the 14th Amendment. It is excessive. It is excessive. It is cruel and unusual. And there will be a reckoning. You damn straight there's going to be a reckoning. That's why they're putting the pedal to the metal on their criminality right now. That's why they're lashing out. They're lashing out like movie vampires. They're dying like movie vampires. And they're going to do anything they can, regardless of the rule of law, to try to stop it. But the genie's out of the bottle. The genie is out of the bottle. Your mind has been made up. And no poll from ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, NPR, whatever, will make any difference. That's why 97% of Trump voters from 2020 are going to vote for Donald Trump again. And guess what? He's added a whole lot of people to that. He's added independents. He's added black people. He's added Hispanics. He's added women. Oh, my God. They've tried this in other countries. They tried it with the Soviet Union. It didn't work out so well, did it? They were able to get away with it in China in 1989, but in Russia in 1989, the Soviet Union fell without firing a shot. That's what I want to see happen here. I want to see 50 to 80% of the federal government completely eliminated. Every single position analyzed, whether or not they are productive or not, and fired, just like they did with the Keystone XL pipeline workers. That's what I want to see. I know it sucks, don't it? But welcome to the world of the private sector, where you can be fired at will. Welcome to it. All you do in a government job you've had forever is get fat and lazy and corrupt. Not all of you, just some of you. And that's enough to say, you know what? It's time. It's time. This government is ripe for a return to its founding, because the abuses and usurpations we are witnessing right now and have the last at least decade make the founders pale by comparison. Absolutely 100%. But the media's down with it. Donald Trump, he's talking about a bloodbath. Okay, here's Donald Trump from the speech in Ohio over the weekend.
Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now.
Yes.
And you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected.
Yes.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
And, of course, this is how the mainstream media greeted those comments out of context.
Political violence in this country.
He's saying that they're coming at us with violence. We have to meet them with violence.
He's doubling down, promoting violence.
What I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump for years.
You see it from beginning to end.
Name one event. Republican event or Trump event that resulted in violence. Come on. You're talking about Charlotte. Well, there was a guy had his car surrounded by people and ran over somebody. That's not an excuse. That's not excusable. But let's look at all the damage and destruction caused by Antifa and Black Lives Matter summer of 2020. What about the inauguration day for Donald Trump, when a limousine was set on fire, when businesses' windows were smashed out? What about all that? The left is steeped in violence. They always have been, and they're continuing it now. How dare you try to project that on peaceful people who want a fair election? Don't believe me? Let's listen to a little bit of Democrat rhetoric and actions the last couple of years.
I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. And you will pay the price.
From every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground.
Will you condemn the violence proposed by Congresswoman? Will she not condemn it?
So I guess no condemnation.
I'm advocating for violence.
Yeah, the left is the mob. The left has committed billions of dollars of damage. The left has committed murder 30 times over the summer of 2020. President Trump was chased with his family in the nuclear bunker as they tried to burn down St. John's Historic Church. And honestly, we've been cool up to this. We've been completely cool. We've been angry about it. But honestly, we're just there. We're done. Honestly, absolutely done. We're done with you picking apart our words. We're done with your censorship and your nonsense. And we're certainly done with your bloody violence and your idiotic, idiotic rulings like defund the police. We're done. We're done with the open border. We're done with all of this nonsense. We care about our country. We care about our families. And we aren't going to take it anymore. We're absolutely done. Sickeningly done. With regard to the bloodbath, here's what Seb Gorka and Corey Lewandowski said last night on Newsmax.
Anyone, you take 30 seconds and you watch the context, and you know President Trump was talking about the car industry and the workers in the car industry, which means one thing.
Of course.
They are petrified of my former boss, and that's all they have. Lies, and damn lies.
Well, the reason they're doing that is because they're seeing the public polling data, right? They're seeing that Donald Trump is winning in Michigan. He's winning in Wisconsin. He's winning in Arizona. He's winning in Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's winning in Pennsylvania, and they are scared to death.
Yep.
Because what we saw during the Trump administration was an administration that was pushing back against the false narrative that they perpetuated for 4 years, and Donald Trump called these liars out for who they are.
Coming up, I've got an interesting story about Xi Jinping, the CEO of XPeng Motors, who predicted a bloodbath against the American auto industry just a month ago. We'll get to that and your calls at 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
The Rob Carson Show proudly presents Great Bloodbath Quotes in American History. You'll get Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah.
The only thing we have to fear is the fear of a bloodbath.
I heard
Ronald Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall or get ready for a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah.
Richard M. Nixon,
what?
I will resign the presidency to avoid a bloodbath. Bill Clinton, if you've ever witnessed a bloodbath, I feel your pain. Barack Obama, let me be clear. If you like your bloodbath, you can keep your bloodbath.
Right.
George H.W. Bush.
Read my lips. No new bloodbaths.
George W. Bush. As president, I want to make sure that no bloodbath is left behind. Lyndon Baines Johnson.
I will not accept my party's nomination in fear of a convention bloodbath.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Ask not what your bloodbath can do for you, but ask what you can do for your bloodbath.
True.
Join us once again for more great bloodbath quotes in American history on The Rob Carson Show.
And if you believe that Donald Trump actually was calling for a bloodbath, then you certainly will believe all of those quotes that way I just played. Thank you, Jim Gossett, for that piece of American history. There you go. So, Xi Jinping, the CEO of XPeng Motors, predict a bloodbath against America's auto industry with the help of cheap Chinese-made electric vehicles. Over the weekend, Donald Trump got in trouble because, you know, they took his words out of context. But the Chinese, the owner of this company said, we're going to, you know, Donald Trump said, we're going to put 100% toward a bloodbath, all that. Anyway, Trump's remarks mimics comments by Jinping in a letter to XPeng employees obtained by the CNBC last month. CNBC had this. Last month they had it. Yeah. Jinping suggested that a bloodbath is coming for the American auto industry this year. China seeks to deliver a brutal knockout round against the Western competitors, including the U.S., in the global EV market. This year also marks the beginning of fierce competition that may end in a bloodbath. Or as I prefer to call it, the brutal knockout round. Our guts, grit, and perseverance, I firmly believe, will lead us to victory. There you go. So, you know, honestly, how about shut up? How about shut up about the bloodbath thing and stop making up crap? This is, this is fantastic. Joe Biden and Jill Biden were out yesterday. Joe Biden wears his new orthopedic shoes because, you know, he's getting really old. The model is called the Nurse Ratchet, by the way. And Joe Biden was out yesterday on the campaign trail. And Jill Biden, I think, decided to distract from Joe Biden's declining brain and his advancing dementia, which is undoubtable at this time. And they both decided to speak like the derpity do.
When it comes to Alzheimer's, endometriosis.
No, that's just so cute. She's a doctor.
Thank you.
It's endometriosis. I even knew that. And I'm not even a doctor.
That's what Joe does best.
You know, you need to go to a bodega. That's what you need to do there, Jill.
He takes action and quickly.
Si se puede.
We're the only nation in the world divided and defined. Every other nation is defined based on geography or ethnicity. We're the only nation based on an idea. Think about it. As I say in Claymont, Delaware, where I spent my childhood, they ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, I know. I think we've seen all we need to see. You're not fooling anyone. Nobody is being fooled. In the words of the WHO, we won't be fooled again like in 2020. Oh, and then there's this. Trump-backed business in Bernie Moreno has taken a 9-point lead over his nearest opponent in Ohio, the Republican U.S. Senate nomination on the eve of the primary. Yeah. The mainstream media decided to go after Moreno with some specious claims, and Donald Trump invited him on stage over the weekend. Now he leads by 9 points. Is that a bloodbath I smell? I think it is. Start running the water, honey. I'll get the towels. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Yeah, bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count.
The media using the word bloodbath copiously for a very long time.
The bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath.
The word bloodbath. You know what today is? Today is a beautiful day for a bloodbath. It absolutely is. Jim Gossett.
What a day for a bloodbath. What a day for a Donald Trump rout.
He said bloodbath.
Democrats fear a bloodbath.
It was out of context.
That is why they whine and they pout.
It doesn't matter.
They know the time is not on Biden's side.
I wouldn't get much longer.
That Sleepy Joe should be arrested and tried. Along with Hunter, his crooked son. It's time to tell Joe that he's done.
Bubble, bubble.
What a day for a bloodbath.
Wah, wah, wah.
What a day for Trump to return.
Come on, Trump.
Return to the White House. And let people keep what they earn. Inflation, it will be under control. And high gas prices won't be taking a toll. Guys and girls sports will put to an end.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Israel will be our friend again.
Nice whistling there. That is Jim Gossett. What a beautiful day for a bloodbath. You know, it's interesting. Donald Trump could say the word bloodbath. They take it out of context, and everybody knows it's out of context. Nobody's fooling anybody. This is why ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, NPR, MSNBC are all dead. They just don't know it yet. They're dead. MSNBC is the new Comedy Central. People, they'll say, why do you bother playing sound bites from them? I don't watch them. I catch these sound bites and make fun of them. I'm here to deride them. You need to be exposed to them so you don't stumble upon them accidentally and expose yourself to their idiocy. But MSNBC, and I hate talking about this man because he's insane, Keith Olbermann. He literally said there's always hope that Trump could be assassinated. He said that online. He was responding to a post online of Abraham Lincoln. And he says there's always hope. Trump commented on how Andrew Jackson and Lincoln were the presidents treated worse in their time, adding nobody comes close to Trump, which led to the account to point out that Lincoln was assassinated. And then, of course, Olbermann said there's always hope. And, you know, Olbermann is insane. He is insane. That's one of the reasons why I really pivoted away from, you know, the really, really, desk-pounding, angry conservatism, because everybody does that. And the one thing that I do that's different is make people laugh. I know, it's crazy, right? Because mockery is a very powerful tool. We know that the most influential people in history have been philosophers and comedians. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to point out their absurdity and mock and ridicule them. Because we're better armed than they are, intellectually and physically. They're just in positions of power. So we need to drive them out of power with overwhelming positivity and patriotism. That's what we have to do. And if they want to bring a fight to our door, if they want to pick a fight with us, which is what they're trying to do, then we will defend ourselves. But in the meantime, I mock. So I've got more on this coming up. You know, they've been talking about all these squatters. There's a woman in New York. She returned home to her million-dollar house that somebody had moved in. And for some inane and stupid reason, landlords can't move them out because the authorities won't allow them to reclaim their house. Where I live, if there's somebody in your house, you can shoot them. Yeah, you can just kill them. That's what I would do. I'd say, you're trying to rob my home. Bang, you're gone. But unfortunately, there are idiots in power in places like New York and California. You can't do that. And guess what? You may have a squatter in your house right now. You just don't know it. Somebody who's maybe gotten your deed forgery. It's a big deal. Transfers ownership of a property to a thief. Thieves using your equity in your home that is your retirement, using your equity to buy things. And then when you go after them, they're gone. This is why you need Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock will get you signed up. You can get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. And all you got to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com, enter promo code Carson. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson to get that free comprehensive scan and get you signed up. Again, HomeTitleLock.com/Carson, HomeTitleLock.com/Carson. So a Democrat senator told reporters how to do their job, and it blew up in his face. Senator Brian Schatz, be careful, instructed the media on Saturday to lie about Donald Trump. He used the word bloodbath in an economic context about the auto industry, but the fact did not stop Senator Schatz. He just schatzed on everybody from demanding that journalists distort the true meaning of Trump words, giving them instructions on how to craft headlines for the news stories. Headline writers, don't outsmart yourselves. Just do Trump promises bloodbath if he doesn't win election, Schatz wrote on social media. The chilling message, a sitting lawmaker giving out instructions on social media should report the news and telling reporters to spread a complete lie, did not go unnoticed. Among others, Steve Krakauer, a U.S. senator, dictating to a corporate media the proper way to cover a story by pushing misinformation to its audience, and most of the corporate media falling right in line. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So that's the way they have been. That's the way they hope to continue to be. That's why the federal government was involved in censoring you and me massively. That's why there's a magnificent case in front of the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, we have a complete dolt, an idiot, named Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is a Supreme Court Justice. We have someone who is a Supreme Court Justice who's so stupid she couldn't say what a woman is. And honestly, if you don't understand the absurdity of that, if you don't understand what an affront to common sense and thinking people it is that a woman could not define what a woman is, even though she's a woman, then what the hell is she doing on the Supreme Court? And yesterday we found out. Yesterday we found out. Because she said this. And I went on social media this morning, and it really began to hit me how profoundly ignorant and stupid this woman is. She is profoundly ignorant of the Constitution and stupid that she couldn't understand why it is important that the people be able to have their grievances redressed, to have the ability to speak freely, even if your opinion is wrong. She doesn't understand it. You know why? Say it with me. She's stupid and ignorant. Here's what she said.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government.
Well, no bleep, Sherlock. That's what it's there for, to hamstring the government so they can't bowl you over. That's what the Constitution is about. It's about putting restrictions on what the federal government can do.
In significant ways, in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done.
She, again, is childlike and ignorant because she assumes that government will make and always does make the right decisions and is always truthful. Weapons of mass destruction, always truthful. COVID lockdowns and protocols, always truthful. Southern border is sealed. Do you understand how stupid, ignorant, and childlike this woman is?
So I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to...
The Constitution was written so that our rights came from God and not man, because man can change at a whim's notice. The government can change at a whim's notice. Dear God in heaven, you've got thousands of cases of impropriety by the federal government since its inception. What this woman is saying is the government is never wrong, and it should be able to hamstring the First Amendment.
Be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information.
Yeah, because anything that is harmful to the government narrative, even if it's the truth, is what the government will declare harmful. You buffoon. Don't believe me? Listen to the government. Listen to the mainstream media during COVID. All the things they were wrong about.
We know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
Now is the time to do what you're told.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
No, screw your freedom.
Screw your freedom.
We're incubators for every variant to come. Walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
Patient.
With Ketanji Brown Jackson, all of these would be the only opinions you hear. Oh, yeah. And by the way, they were for a couple years.
But our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled.
You know, the First Amendment is there for Ketanji Brown Jackson, you moron. It's to protect unpopular speech. All of those that I just played, those were popular. Those were the ones that were popular. Those are the ones that were allowed. Anybody saying otherwise was silenced on social media at the behest of the government, at the behest of your federal government. 100%. 100%. Big government, big tech began its way. A slow burn starting in early as 2017 when the FBI began coordinating secret meetings in Silicon Valley with content moderation officers across seven platforms. Even then, the platforms were threatened with legislation if they did not censor more, with encrypted lists demanding mass censorship flooding their inboxes. That soon escalated to more aggressive practices. By 2018, CISA, or the Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency, was highlighting disinformation from state and local officials to be censored across platforms. And in 2020, the Election Integrity Partnership was launched, a colossal mass surveillance and mass censorship project that entangled government agencies, the Stanford Internet Observatory, and social media platforms in an Orwellian knot. In time, this would be rebranded as the Virality Project, with a capability to monitor tens of millions of social media engagements per week and spur extensive censorship. This shadowy Ministry of Truth had completely embedded itself into every fabric of our digital communications. How do I know this? Because I was taken down. I was demonetized for my political views. And chances are you were too. With one hand offering them a carrot for compliance and the other threatening to completely annihilate their business model one by one, they folded to pressure from the Biden White House, responding with total compliance, even if it meant censoring truthful information that did not violate existing platform policies. They call that malinformation. And that's what Ketanji Brown Jackson, the idiot, is in favor of. U.S. District Judge Terry Doherty of Louisiana granted a historic injunction in response to our 2022 lawsuit, Louisiana and Missouri versus Biden, in 2023. On appeal, the Fifth Circuit affirmed it twice. Both courts have confirmed that the government-coordinated campaign to censor domestic speech through private institutions violates the First Amendment's right of millions of Americans, yet the Biden administration continues to unapologetically coerce platforms into censorship this very day. Don't believe me? Ask Corinne Jean-Pierre, who's noncommittal about continued censorship.
Does the administration still have close contact with social media companies? And in specific, are there still communications about removing misinformation?
Look, I'm going to be, I know there's currently SCOTUS, well, I don't even know if it's happening right now, but there's this particular Missouri case. I'm going to be super mindful, super careful.
Super.
And not to answer a question that is, adjacent to what's happening with this particular case. I don't have any conversations to speak to or to lay out to you about conversations with social media. Obviously,
they're still going on.
The president tried.
They're still going on. That's why I can't get any traction on any of my posts on Facebook or YouTube. Liz Morrell is the Attorney General of Louisiana. I've been reading from this article written by her. These censorship efforts were never vague or abstract, but extremely specific, right down to individual speakers and posts flagged for misinformation and disinformation. Donald Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, because they dared to criticize the government's narrative. Moreover, a state may not induce, encourage, or promote private persons to accomplish what is constitutionally forbidden to accomplish. I would recommend that Ketanji Brown Jackson look at the Constitution for the very first time in her stinking life. Sorry, I get a little worked up about this free speech thing, because, you know, I do it for a living. Yeah, there's that. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make it off the ground. I apologize a million times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
I've been looking for an excuse to play that song. Ketanji Brown Jackson gave me the excuse because she's an ignoramus.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods.
Yeah, yeah. See, she's hinting that if there's an emergency, the government should be able to control a speech like they did during COVID, that they declared an emergency. You see? Yeah, that's how it happens, yeah. Here's a little montage of all the things, or some of the things, the media has been wrong about, completely wrong about, the last couple of years.
Protests were mostly peaceful.
It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
The media exists in its own bubble.
Donald Trump's a smart one in there. Oh, y'all elitist for your math and your reading.
This is the popular speech I was talking about.
Yeah, you're reading.
Go through some of the giant hoaxes that they have pushed on us.
The worst attack on American democracy since the Civil War.
Didn't say anything about January the 6th or the election.
Trump-Russia collusion.
The president's no collusion, no obstruction mantra. We know it's false.
On conspiring with Russia, President Trump was clear of that.
Brett Kavanaugh, he was a serial rapist.
Now do you understand how important the First Amendment is? It is the most it is the most important piece of legislation in world history. Just that amendment. That's what did it. That's what made us us. That's what brought us from, you know, riding horseback and crapping in the streets to flying to the moon and playing golf. Because for 1,000 years, Paris and London existed, and they were still crapping in the streets. One of our founding fathers discovered electricity, for God's sake. Here is Jim Jordan talking about the stupidity and ignorance of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
The big takeaway today was Ketanji Brown Jackson when she said to the Solicitor General from Louisiana, she said, "You've got the First Amendment hamstringing the government." Well, that's what it's supposed to do, for goodness sake. It was literally one of the craziest things I've ever seen, that you could have a justice on the United States Supreme Court say that in the oral argument. I mean, it made no sense to me.
It's because they wanted somebody stupid and ignorant and left of center on the Supreme Court. It's packing the Supreme Court.
That is frightening, because if she really believes that, that is scary where we're headed. Understand what took place here.
She is not bound by the Constitution. It's clear.
This was censorship by surrogate. This was big government telling big tech to take down speech they disagreed with. And it was the most fundamental kind of speech. It was political speech.
Yeah.
The kind that's supposed to have the most heightened scrutiny you can have before you can take that down. But that's what took place. And then to have a justice on the Supreme Court say what she said, that is frightening.
Yeah, particularly in an election year where the Democrats are forcing Joe Biden down your throat. You Democrats never had a choice this year. You didn't have one in 2020. You didn't have one in 2016. There you go. You want to live in this country? You can live in this country. I ain't going to do this. I'm not playing. All right? And then we've got another presidential candidate who's clearly going to stomp the other one, and they're trying to take him down with the justice system. Unbelievable. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, so we got a lot coming up, including now they're saying that Donald Trump is anti-Semitic. I'll prove to you why they're completely wrong. Also, more on Fannie Willis and the giant Letitia James settlement. That's coming up in hour number two. Don't go anywhere.